little bit of technology so that you could check Facebook. And you couldn't.
Toots totally broke my iPhone in a dream. And then she woke up and apologised, which is the right thing to do. Broke into a million pieces. I think that was to do with earlier in the week I spilt a tiny bit of beer on my iPhone, which caused me terrible distress, but it was okay. It's not broken. It's Tuesday night. We're at the Pinnacle, with Toots and with Em, who is staying this week. I wanted to do some audio with Em and Gab at home, but I failed to seize the opportunity when I had it the other evening to bookend, you know, because a couple of months ago it would have been. When was the time before last that you were here? At least 6 months ago. I should have looked it up first. Didn't look it up. Don't know what month we're talking about. Ba-bow. Oh, it's just all. It's the whole world of ba-bow. Yeah. And that's okay. We're going to run with that. We're going to embrace it. Wake up, phone. Ba-bow. That's the noise you make when you fail. When something fails, you go bow bow. It's like when you call a Virgin Mobile that doesn't have voicemail set up, it goes bow bow. Sorry, the person you're trying to leave a voicemail for, you're trying to talk to, you can't talk to them, you can't even leave a voicemail for them. Bow bow.
Yeah, they go sorry.
Epic fail. Sorry, the recorded message is so not sorry. It's smarmy. Like,
I'm not sorry.
Yeah. Virgin Mobile, they think they'll up for nothing. But anyway, the point is, however many months ago it was sort of at the start of winter, Em came to stay the visit before last, and Gab and her and I went out to the Rochester and had dinner and came home quite spontaneously because it felt like the thing to do. We recorded some audio on my computer and took a picture, and it was really good. And then subsequently that set in chain spawned, thank you, a whole series of posts on my blog. People would come to my house and I would talk to them and take a picture. And that was basically the focus of my blog throughout winter. You know, I did five females and then I was going to do five males. But in the end I only got two because, you know, when males came around to my house, they invariably didn't want to record audio. I had a whole short list of people I wanted to get. I could have pursued it really aggressively. I did actually do that with Rick Barry. Invite him around to dinner specifically so I could rape him for my blog. But also, I wanted to introduce him to Jay, and Jay wanted to meet him, so, you know, because they're from similar parts of the US and know each other online by Neocam, so that was the point is, yeah, so I got Luke and I got Rick Barry, and that was it. There's other people I wanted to get. Lee didn't want to do it. Ben, I doubt, would want to do it. I was thinking about getting Robin Healy to do it, but I think he's once again decided he doesn't like me. He goes through these phases. You know, lots of people I could potentially do, but it has to happen naturally. Point is, I've aborted it. I've aborted the whole series, you know. It was beautiful the way it emerged quite naturally without any conscious design, and now it's died in the arse quite naturally without any conscious design.
Abort.
And I think that's the theme of the season is abortions and just things being aborted, throwing everything away, starting again, all of that. So I was going to bookend it and say, well, didn't get the five males. But here's a nice post, you know, that takes it back to the beginning with Em and Gab at home. But I didn't get that either. So instead I'm at the Pinnacle with you and Meg, who's not Gab, and we're not at home. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It sounds like a bow-bow, but it doesn't have to be. Or if it is, we can run with that and embrace it and say, this is what life is like. Life is messy. Things fall apart. When life gives you lemons, etc. Em's making face at me. It's your turn to talk now.
So
that's the trouble, and we don't even have any. We've got nothing. We're just sitting here like shags on rocks. I don't know what Em's excuse is, because she's been just lazing around all day. Been at work. Meg had to get up at 6:30 this morning. Quarter to five.
I could say 4:45.
You could say 4:45, but you say quarter to five because you don't want to whinge. You don't want to complain. Keep on smiling. You will get pardoned.
I get performance anxiety and recording device.
This is the trouble. I've also lost. Along with everything, I've lost the ability to hand. I used to be able to do this. I was in the habit of doing it when I had my old phone and I would be recording audio. I learned the art of not making people feel incredibly self-conscious when a phone was shoved in their face. And I've also lost the ability to do that. I'm going to shove this phone in your face now and you're going to go,
I don't think you've lost the ability to do it.
I used to have the ability to do it. Well, used to be able to.
Maybe you just really
just
wanted
know.
To do it.
No, you didn't see me. You don't know. You think you know everything. You think you know it all.
Hey, you're controlling of the device.
You take it.
You just really wanted to do this audio post. Em,
it's my blog on the phone. It wants to talk to you.
That's weird. Hello? Hello?
It doesn't say very much.
I can't hear anything.
It's a quiet blog, but don't let that...
Hey, don't say that about your blog. Your blog says lots of things.
It's not an insult. It's good to be quiet. Silence is underrated.
I'm trying to wring myself out like a mildewy smelling dishcloth.
I'm sorry. Liable for trying to make him wring yourself out like a mildewy smelling dishcloth. Okay, now it's your turn. It's my blog on the phone. It wants to talk to you.
I can't touch the phone.
You can't touch the phone. That's okay. I'll hold it.
It's just kind of intimidating.
Meg can't hold the phone because she had a dream that she broke it into a million
right.
pieces.
She just made a vow.
And now, quite rightly, she doesn't want to touch it, and I'm not going
to
let it.
I don't think I even touched the phone in your dream. I think you like dropped it, and I went
blood.
To cut. There was something that it was a mutual thing, but I knew it was my responsibility. It was my fault.
You were liable. You knew that you were liable.
I was liable.
A big part of being liable for nothing, I was trying to explain this, and Em totally did a beautiful turnaround on it. I was saying, a big part of being liable for nothing is to recognise when you are indeed liable. If you can do that, then you can remain liable for nothing. Contradictorily enough, it's not really about the language and the linguistic and the semantic logic. But she just said, no man, you are liable for nothing. You think you're liable, that's because you think you're liable. In fact, you're liable for nothing, just like everybody else. And I went, and I knew that she spoke the truth.
Verily it was so.
Yeah, verily it was so. You can wake up. You can wake up any time, Blogreader. You can wake up any time to your own lack of liability. It's as easy as recognizing it. I tried to take a picture. Couldn't even take a picture because there wasn't enough light. I had to take a picture of the red light bulb because the picture of us just looked like blurry shapes in the darkness.
I have to teach my phone the word blog. It doesn't know it.
That's it's extraordinary the number of words that the Nokia built-in dictionary is useless. My iPhone dictionary is much better. It knows the word blog. It knows swear words. No teaching your phone how to swear.
It knows the word evidence.
But I'm sure you had to teach it that.
Possible that I had taught that in the past.
Indeed. Liable for drinking beer at the Pinnacle with Toots and Em. Sitting there like shags on rocks with not enough light to take a picture even. But that's okay. That's okay. It's like symbolic. Abortions, man. It's all about the abortions. They've just become legalised. Did that go through?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. All the kids are running out to get abortions.
It's encouraging them.
Oh, I know who it was. It was Interview 2003. It's going to call her first child failed abortion number one, which I just think is an excellent name for a child.
What was the name?
It was like one of those sort of like chain letter questionnaires that people send you. You get tagged and, you know, it was just like a series of questions. What will you name your first child? And her answer was failed abortion number one. That is all. And on that note, yeah, no.
There are all those names in New Zealand recently. Benson and Hedges. There are these two kids, twins, that were called Benson and Hedges. And another one that was called Number 42 Bus. And I can't remember the rest of them.
Was that their first
name? Did they just run out of names?
No, this isn't the same family. This is different families. There was a court case where the New Zealand, I know, the state temporarily took a child into care so that it could be renamed because the judge deemed that its name was too inappropriate and it was going to cause it suffering and whatever. And then it just listed all these other names, painful names that children were given. A lot of brand names, like, you know, Nike, iPod, I don't know, iPod Smith.
Apparently in China, when the Olympics were on, all the kids born within that period were called Olympic.
I heard that too.
That's enough. Abort, abort.
Kind of brought conversation.
It did. No, just as the conversation was starting to happen, I was sort of winding up because we've got enough now. The pressure went off, indeed. Aha, that's the trick, see. Lusting after result, man. Lusting after result will incur liability. If you're too attached to an outcome, you will have fear of failure and you will fuck up. The trick is to give up. You have to give up. You have to give up, etc.
Slow news week. Did you read the Herald Sun today?
Even the slow news is slowing down.
They're obsessed with these delinquent kids at the moment. I was in a taxi the other day.
Oh, yeah,
and
Xavier kids.
And there was this talk show, and a mother called up and said, you know, I think that it's, you know, wrong that all the kids at Xavier are getting blamed for a couple of kids running around in ski masks and destroying the neighbourhood. She's like, my boys are one of the boys on the front page of the Herald Sun today. And he's a lovely boy. He does charity work. And all the rest of this. And the talk show host guy was just like, you know, do you think it's excusable? You know, you're just excusing your children. This is the problem. And
it's
just
the parents, you know, and that's you.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to Talkback for so long, and it was just like something really.
I haven't listened to Talkback so long, and I don't intend to. You, on the other hand, do it for a living.
I do. I listen to hours and hours of Talkback.
See what?
I work for Name Embargoed.
Name Embargoed, I'm sorry.
Media company.
Bleep it out. This happened to me with the Ev, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I've got a good story if you're going to Name Embargo domain.
You go on.
I have a couple of my colleagues who, I'm only casual, so I don't work that many shifts, so it doesn't really get me down. But there's people that work there full time and they spend all day listening to these people. They have the same shift every day. They'll do 4 hours of, you know, some of many evil, you know, insidious, nasty people, and it just kind of really gets to you if you listen to a lot of it. And anyway, two of these boys took up emailing the host and in character and trying to provoke them and get a response, and then they'd get these dialogues going and rah rah rah, and everything escalated, and threats were made, police were called in, people were sacked.
Horses' heads were left in people's beds.
Yeah, my two colleagues were named on air and had some horrible vitriol things said about them, and then one of their girlfriends rang the show and started reading out the email sent to her boyfriend by him on his show, and then he worked out what was going on, so she got cut off, and then some more vitriol, and then the producer rang the girlfriend and said, oh, do you reckon you could get them to ring in, because that'd be really good for ratings, and they're like, you know.
It sounds like a whole world of liability,
could be
to
a
me.
Whole, it's just sad because, you know,
all these people used to be
creative people and right thinking people.
Used to be about the music.
And then you have to listen all day to these motherfuckers, and it just really brings you down.
Yeah.
It's not good. I think people are a bit crazy.
To 15 minutes of Talkback the other day.
I'm going to send you some audio sometime.
Do that, man. Send me audio.
I'm not technically allowed to do that.
Oh, what, from the radio?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get this Talkback radio shit.
I'm going to send you something amusing.
All right, send me something. If it's amusing,
so
send me the amusing highlights. Okay, I'm going to stop this now. Abort.
I think this is the Sydney Morning Herald.